Franziska Kurz. Dear Mother Superior, please write and tell me about my children as they were about to leave. Please, please tell me everything. In May, shortly after your letter, the police told me verbally that my four children were in Auschwitz. I asked them, "What are you going to do with my poor children?" The answer was blunt: exterminate. Then I was warned to keep quiet and not to try and make contact, otherwise they'd have to send me and my youngest child from the first marriage to a concentration camp, because we weren't Aryan either. I had to sign 12 times for the sterilization for myself and my child Maria. After the birth of my youngest child, Günther Pfaus, born on the 23rd of March 1945, I was, while in childbed for 14 days, arrested and taken to the local health authority in Berchtesgaden. But since I was still breastfeeding my child, and because little Günther was with me, I was allowed to go home. Then the war ended, and that's what saved me. But I haven't been able to find out anything about my children. Not a single trace. Reading the reports about Auschwitz, Belsen, and the other concentration camps, then I'm often surprised that I'm yet to be committed to an asylum. I often ask myself why our Father in Heaven has let all this happen. What did the poor children do to be torn away from their mother, and then later from you, where they were doing well? But despite everything, I still hope to find my children again. Please hope and pray with me so that I finally know for sure. May God stand by me and give me the strength to bear it all once the most horrific truth is revealed. I thank you dearly for the pointer. I wrote to the Siebig family immediately. I'll keep you up to date. Greetings to you and the teacher. Yours, Franziska Kurz.